Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. This is John, and today we're talking about SEO trends you can optimize for this year. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to thank everybody again for joining us every single week. Our show is growing little by little here every single week, and I try to get episodes out on Saturday mornings for you. And then maybe a little news article or a news update at some point throughout the week. And if you haven't listened to many other episodes, just remember that you can go and see them all for free. I talk about SEO, obviously. I talk about ways you can optimize your YouTube channel for views. I ask you if maybe your website is too slow for Google search results. Should you hire a content creator? All those types of different small business type episodes are out there, so you can just head over to the podcast page and browse accordingly and listen to them as you would wish. So before we get into the trends that you can keep an eye on this year, again, we are talking about SEO trends, and SEO is obviously one of the most dynamic ways any digital marketing agency or digital marketing person like myself can help websites and businesses, because Google's algorithm is always updating. So even when you're ready to go for the first quarter of 2023, Google flips a switch, and then all of a sudden things are changing just a little bit throughout the rest of the entire year. So these are just some trends you can keep an eye on, things you can optimize for. Some of these trends will, basically depend solely on any update coming up. And a couple of these trends are just ones that you should always just keep your eye on anyway, regardless if there's a core update to, like the ranking algorithm or anything like that. So with that being said, let's get started. One of the first SEO trends that you can keep an eye on this year has a lot to do with the fact that Google launched a helpful content update back in August of 2022. And when that helpful content update came out, Google was basically saying, if your content is helpful, we will help you, helpful to the audience that your website is looking for. So the first trend would be an audience-targeted content strategy, not necessarily a content strategy targeted getting traffic. So let's just break that down real quick. Let's just say that you're a local HVAC company and you want to put a couple of blog posts up on your website targeting HVAC specific topics, like, how to clean or double check your furnace filter every year and when to have a good schedule for that. And that kind of content right there would be audience targeted, because you're writing the content for the people that you expect to be on your site. People that are going to be expected on your site are those looking for HVA services or tips that they can do themselves to maybe maintain their HVA system before they have to call an expert. A traffic targeted piece of content might be something like you're an HVAC company with a blog and you're writing content about like financial reporting on your 401k. Those types of things, they don't match up exactly, even though you might be able to tie it in somehow into your business. Maybe you're a small business and you're also dealing with financial reporting on your own because you don't have an accountant. That's not really the same thing. So Google's going to look at both of those pieces of content a little bit differently. So being able to structure content going into 2023 accordingly, based on your audience, is going to be a bigger benefit to Google's crawlers, and then also a bigger benefit to your rank in search results. And of course, will increase traffic just because that's how it works. So that's just the first tip. Create your content based on your audience. It's not very hard to figure out your audience. If you're an HVAC company, you deal with people every single day, so you know exactly the types of people that would be coming to your website. So you can really build a content structure around those types of people. Building a content strategy is a completely different episode, which I'd be happy to go into, but there's a bunch of content planning tools out there that you can use to give yourself a good hierarchy of where to start, and a couple of articles that are supplemental to that and where you can go to build an audience-targeted structure for your website. So If you're one of those business owners that appreciates Google and the fact that it brings you traffic and leads and sales and new customers, then you're probably one that realizes how Google works for the most part, in that being on the first page of Google is very important. There's plenty of studies out there that show how many more clicks to your website you can get just from going page two to page one. However, for 2023, I think one of the things you're going to have to optimize for and realize that you're going to see a different number when you're looking at click-through rates on the search engine result positions. And let me explain. So now, with the rise of mobile devices, of course, Google has been working fully on just making sure search results are optimized for mobile devices. First, everything you can see on your screen. How does the screen look on a mobile device? They really could care less about desktop at this point, since 80% of the traffic out there is on mobile anyway. So now they're starting to test out endless scrolling on both mobile and desktop. So now, where is the end of page one? If you can continue to scroll, continue to get live results fed to you without having to click to page two, there really is no page two. With that being said, of course, Google is going to be able to tell where the end of page one is, but in your eyes, you're going to just see one long, endless scrolling page. So the tip here is just to optimize for how your click-through rates may change a little bit based on that. And just glancing at some of the news articles over the last couple of weeks, the endless scrolling does end. It's going to be paged around, maybe the fifth or sixth page of search results. You're going to get a more results option to click through to page two, so to speak. But that is going to change how the click-through rates look. The analytics side of it is going to be, very confusing now that Google's moving to GA4, and that's a whole other podcast episode we'll get into again very soon. But that's just something to optimize for. You may see a difference in your click-through rates. You might go up or down, whatever it is. But then you also just have to keep in the back of your mind that the endless scrolling feature is there. And it may not have anything to do with being on page 1, 2, 3, 4, or even 5. So just definitely keep that in mind. It's always a good thing to keep in the back of your head. Moving on to our next SEO trend that you can keep an eye on this year. And that includes if you sell products on your website. Some of my local small business clients do have products on their website. They build Shopify stores, or they have a really effective WordPress, WooCommerce connection. I even have a couple that use BigCommerce. But the trend is going to be looking at your product pages and making sure the SEO is optimized accordingly. So Google's going to continue to reward a longer form, helpful content page. And that includes product pages. In most cases, product pages can be very thin. There's barely any information on there. There may be just a couple of bullet points just to get the customer to the buy button. But building out the product's descriptions and other common information for the product on that same page can definitely boost the SEO for the product pages. And that's just going to be one thing you can keep an eye on if you are building out a Shopify store, especially. And in reality, it doesn't matter what kind of products you are selling. There's plenty of information you can add to a product page that makes it relevant, to that product and also relevant to your business. Things like offering, writing about free shipping. You might want to put some blurb about the return policy on the pages. Are there any warranties or add-ons available? Maybe there's an upgrade option for that product. And of course, customer testimonials are really good for SEO as well, not only for your Google Business Profile, which I've spoken about a few episodes ago, but also on your website. It's a good place to put them, and it's a good place to keep people informed of other people that have enjoyed your products. And it's a great way to build trust, which is one of the things Google is definitely going to start looking at a little closer as we move into a different type of online digital world. And I talk about Shopify quite a bit because I think it's one of the best options for any small business out there that is selling a product. It's affordable. The back end is really nice. The add-ons are really good. And the thing is, the front end isn't really built for, holding things like really good product page SEO. The descriptions are very simple WYSIWYG editors. And if you really want to dig into being able to format your content the way you want to see it, you almost have to get an add-on for the Shopify store, you know, just to be able to do that, which is a little ridiculous. But product pages are built to sell products, and maybe some of those companies now will start looking at that a little closer, since small business owners are going to start building out their product websites, and they're going to want to be able to optimize for SEO and search rankings and schema markup and those types of things. So hopefully these changes in Google will also bring changes to the companies that we all use and love at the same time. So product page SEO, that's definitely a trend you should keep an eye on for 2023. Moving into 2023, if you thought global climate change was dead, think again. Big companies like Facebook, Google, Amazon, all of those have huge, huge computing warehouses for their websites, for the traffic, for the bandwidth, for everything they provide us on the internet, and that sucks up a lot of energy. So Google has recently decided they wanted to create some big climate goals, and that includes being carbon free by 2030. So they're going to really start taking a closer look at how they use their energy. Why that's important today is in SEO, you're concerned about the crawl frequency of your website. You can look in your Google Search Console to see that information. And to achieve the goal, Google's decided they're probably going to reduce the frequency in how they crawl web pages. So reducing the crawling will help them obviously cut back on the computing resources that their warehouses are putting out and having to use. And it's probably one of the easiest things they can do to cut back, you know, versus just keeping the lights off 24/7 in every facility they have. But that just means that the crawl rates are going to be impacted for your website. So for you as the small business owner with some new content, that just it means it's going to take longer for Google to notice any changes that you make to your website. Now, likely the crawls that are going to be for refreshing content are the ones that are going to get cut back. They're not going to cut back the crawls for discovering new content, of course. So that's why, you know, when we talk about optimizing each content right from the start, and not having to go back and update something 3 months later is very important, because that update you make 3 months later might be within a cycle that is going to be missed. And the next time that page update gets crawled, may not be for another few months after that. You never know. So the search results might be a little jacked up for you, and that's definitely going to impact where your page lands on the search results. So definitely keep that in mind when you're going for on-page SEO. Set up your content like you're never going to go back and touch it. And that way you're going back fewer times to make updates. Okay, so we talked a little bit about a few different things like audience targeted content, how changes to the click-through rate and the search engine results are going to be coming with the endless scrolling. We talked about product page SEO options and things you can do to optimize there. And finally, we just recently talked about the crawl frequency of Google. So those are just a few things that we did cover, and then I'm just going to go through one or two more here and then finish up the episode. The next trend for 2023 regarding SEO is definitely going to be fast loading and high performing websites. And that is going to be something I echo a lot, because if your page doesn't load fast enough, whether it's on desktop or mobile, you can expect the user to click back to Google and just choose the next result. So it's been that way for a couple of years now, maybe even 10 years. You just want to make sure that there's not a lot of things slowing down that page. So what does that mean? Google Page Speed Insights and Core Web Vitals are tools that are free for you to use. You can get in there, you can put in your URL, and you can find out how fast your page is loading, and Google will give it a little score, and then Google will also tell you what is slowing your page down. Now, depending on what your website is built on, you may have very little control over it. Some, especially small businesses like plumbers or accountants and those types of things, will pay for a package of a website and a bunch of other things, and that's built by another company. However, you do have the right to question them about the speed and have them make the changes that are necessary to speed things up. So even though you take your website, you put into Page Speed Insights, You can take those results, send them over to your web provider, and have them make as many changes as possible. Maybe they can't change them all because some of those web platforms are built on old code, they're templated, that kind of thing. They don't update them as much. They just pump them out. They sell, copy, sell, copy, sell. But there are some things that can always be changed. Things on your end, maybe like images or image sizes or how the content is distributed throughout the website and those kinds of things. If there's anything that you can control, I would suggest you take that initiative and control it right away. The sooner you can get even a 1 second increase or decrease in your page speed is going to be a benefit to you regardless. Since Google launched the page experience update back in 2021, they've really been looking at things like how the page experience itself is presented to the user. So they want to see if there's a bunch of things moving around on the page before it loads. How come this image is taking too long to load? What kind of JavaScript coding is keeping it from loading faster? All of those things can be in there. It's very technical. If you don't have any idea what you're looking at when you see the report, you can reach out to someone like me. A lot of times the Core Web Vitals is something that we keep a close eye on, and we can explain every single piece of that report. Google does a really good job of dumbing it down, of making it very simple to understand, but there can be some technical stuff in there that either gets confusing or overwhelming. So certainly don't take that report and get completely scared that your website's never going to show up again, but use it as a guideline and optimize for it. And when you do that, your website will load faster and perform better in search results. It's a known fact at this point. So we did a little deep dive and we touched on a bunch of things that you can keep an eye on in terms of SEO for your small business going into 2023. And the last one is basically satisfying that helpful content update. Like I mentioned back a couple minutes ago, Google released this in August of 2022, and the helpful content update is a core algorithm update, and they would prefer that content is focused on the user, focused on quality, and helpful to the person coming to the site. So Google has always prioritized high quality content to user, but now the emphasis is on helpful, like the term helpful is in quotes. So is it going to help the content that is being read? Is that helping the user solve the query that they typed into Google to get to your site? Are they going to feel satisfied when they're done reading it or interacting with it and those types of things? So just a few things to keep in mind if you are creating content is that you're creating for humans. Make sure you're targeting the audience. You're keeping the primary topic relevant to the subject area of the website. You want to create content from, you know, authoritative figures. So make sure you build out profiles for anybody that is writing content for your blog, even if it's just someone in the office or another person you know, or even a person like myself. And then make sure you display enough knowledge about the topic and you aren't just throwing out bullet points. So you can definitely tell there's a theme for 2023's SEO trends, keeping that content relevant, helpful, and satisfying is just a little piece of it. So that is the final tip that I have for optimizing your SEO strategy in 2023. So thanks for listening to the episode today. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to the podcast. That'd be awesome. And you can get content at least once a week, if not twice, if I throw a little news update out there. I'd also love to continue this conversation. You can find me at A1Content on Twitter. Otherwise, go ahead and visit my website, A1ContentServices.com. You can find more actionable digital marketing methods for your small business there, especially in the local niches. You don't have to leave a review, even though that'd be great. However, if you do know another small business owner that you think would benefit from hearing the information you just did today, please share the podcast with them. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to get the podcasts out there and people listening. So I appreciate that if you do it. And that will be it for me. I will see you again next week.